Hey, excuse me. I think this is your tennis ball. Oh no, he was being a good boy. He Aren't you a good boy? Yes, you are. Oh, you're such a handsome boy too. Look at you. Oh, you're so handsome. He dropped it right in front of me. So I threw it for him, but he just brought it back. What a clever boy. Yes, he's so smart. You good boy. Yeah, I saw you going at it washing your hands and forearms in the water. A sand and seawater scrub is a pretty dedicated thing. Get stung by a jellyfish or. Oh, you were shucking oysters and clams all night? Seafood restaurant. Oh, we're on a barrier island, so of course. Hey, I know that place. I ate there last night. You guys get 5-star ratings on Yelp. Urban Spoon loves you. Well, you sure know your way around the clam. I mean, you know what I mean. Mollusks are your specialty. Mussels and oysters, too. Here, give me your hand. You can tell a lot about a man the way he shucks an oyster. Slip in the knife at the right angle, one quick decisive twist, and presto. A plump, a gleaming oyster ready to slide down your throat. Don't give me that look. That's not flirting. I'm just stating facts, mister. Hey, boy, go get the ball. Go get it. Yes, go get it. You remember my order. Bucket of peel your own shrimp, double order of fries, and a slice of lemon pound cake. That was me. I've got a big appetite. I'm training for a half marathon. It's for breast cancer research. It's a fundraiser. You're gonna run too? Yeah, we gotta fuel up, right? Sure. I like eating with my hands. Just wading right in there. For some reason, messy always tastes better, don't you think? No, you don't smell fishy at all. Actually, you smell like lemons and limes? You rub yourself down with leftover limes and lemons after closing. That's smart. I guess that takes care of any lingering, shellfishiness. No, not a whiff, I swear, honest. You smell good, actually. Citrusy and salty. Incoming tide and, maybe just a hint of dog. I swear, I promise. I cross my heart. Oops, sorry. Ran out early today, and the big dogs are allowed off leash from 8 to noon, so I just threw on a sports, some shorts, and yeah, I forgot the sports bra. My bad. It was just gonna be a quick run, so you can tell it's obvious, huh? That's embarrassing. Hey boy, look who's back. Yeah, you brought the ball. What a good boy. Here, go get it. Go get it, boy. He seems to love chasing that ball. Really goes after it. You bring him out every morning and after you get off work. Oh my, your day isn't starting, you're just on your way home? Wow. That's a crazy long shift. Jeez, is your boss good with those hours? I don't know, it's so funny. You may look like a James Magnuson rising up out of the waves now, but it won't last if you keep working hours that brutal. Magnuson, Olympic swimmer, Australian. the man Poseidon wishes he looked like? I can't believe your boss treats his workers that way. It must have been an 18-hour day. Hey, I don't care if your chef was in the weeds. It's not right. I could cancel my reservation for tonight. No? Please don't. Oh, magic word. You'll comp me a slice of the pound cake. Okay, sure, I'll see you. I'll see what I've got. You've got all you can eat night? I'd be real interested in that. Good boy! Here he is again! Look at that tail! Oh, you're so handsome! Oh, good puppy. Wow, you threw that ball halfway down the beach. And look at him run, joy on four paws. What a happy dog. You can tell a lot about a man. The way he takes care of, you know, his dog. Okay. Your mouth. Oh, it's sweet and raw. Again, please, more. Yes. Here he is again. Bring me the ball. Whoa, slow down. Stop. Oh, God. He's getting me wet. Oh, my goodness. He came at me so fast. When his shoulder hit my knee, I lost my balance is all. Don't fuss at him. He's bringing the ball back to me like I asked him to. I'm so sorry I knocked you over. He hit me at exactly the right angle to topple into you. Jesus, a bank shot. If your dog could play pool, he'd run the table. No, I'm not hurt. It's okay. Just wet and sandy all over. But hey, it's the beach, right? Thanks for trying to brush it off my shorts, but your hand right there? Yeah, you know, that feels good. And the way you slid your finger down the center seam of my cutoffs and pressed the welted edge. That was just against my clit. Yes, oh yes. Ah, no, it's just the sand. It's pretty abrasive. Okay. Listen, I'm staying in that rental right over there. There's a wooden outdoor stall by the back steps with a shower for rinsing off from the beach. See it? Aqua door, enclosed on the sides. Open at the top and the bottom. It's got hot water and a bench. I left some towels. We could rinse off, yeah? Okay. Come on, boy, let's go. You saw me last night? The guys in the back of the house were buzzing. You're kidding. Really? Fire at table 9, that's the code for a hottie in the house. I'm not a hottie. But I couldn't possibly be offended since I took note of what time you walk by that house with your handsome dolly every morning. I did. I guess the attraction is mutual. And here we are. Just slide your clothes over the top of the door and I'll run them through the washing machine. It'll take a few minutes to dry, but at least you won't have to walk home itching and chafed, right? What? Close my eyes. Your voice just dropped an octave in that extra growl, like a curl of smoke. Hey, you pulled me in here with you. Sure, there's plenty of room, but my stars, you got naked faster than I've ever seen anyone get, naked. No, it's okay. It's fine. I just can't shut up. You're so fucking gorgeous. And your face, and your arms, and your ass, and your cock. Just one perfect part stacked on top of the next. Your calves are. Gosh. Do you run, bike, climb? No. No time since you started the restaurant. Yeah, that's not right. I swear I'm gonna give you, give that boss of yours a piece of my mind. That's just not right. I swear I'm gonna give your. Seriously, I need to give him a talking to your mouth. Best kisses ever. Don't stop, please.
Don't stop.
Your hand right there. Oh, fuck. Yeah, under the waistband right there. Slide down. Oh my god. I forgot my panties too, didn't I? I'm not gonna lie. I left them off when I saw your dog. Oh, your fingers. Yeah, right there. I get to, can I? Yeah? Can I stroke your cock? Yeah? Fuck yeah. Yeah, right. Just, yeah, please suck up my nipples with your fingers. Push them inside me. Oh, deeper, please. Let me take some deeper. Yeah, I want more. Please. Please, more. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm so tight. It's been a while. It makes you hot. God, it does. Your heart is a fucking blank. I wanna come on this cock, yeah? You wanna fuck my sweet wet pussy? Oh god, I'm aching for it, please. Your hands are so fucking strong. Turn me around, spread me. Yeah, it looks like, yeah. I'll push up on my toes and bend over. Want me to hold my ass cheeks open for you? No? You got it? Oh, yes. Yes, you do. I'll raise myself so you can push up into me with that thick, hard cock. Wait. Let me make you used to the size. You have to hurry. Your pup is not sure about all of this. Yes, it's good. Oh, so fucking good. Faster. Just go for it. I'm gonna push up against the wall. Fuck against you. Because you're so fucking delicious. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna play with my clit while you fuck into me. Feeling you inside me that deep. No, I wanted this. But I never. Yes, do it. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah. Come in me. Yeah. You want me to go first? Are you sure? Touch my clit then. Please touch my clit. Yeah, right there. Oh, tell me you want me to come. Oh, fuck. Whisper it in my ear. Oh, tell me you want me to come, you gorgeous creature. I can't hold it back. Oh, I gotta come now. Come in my tight, slick pussy. Come here. Oh, yeah. clothes, and I'll see you upstairs. Breakfast is on the house. And a bowl of water and a treat for you. You good boy. Yeah. That was strange for you to watch, wasn't it? I'm sorry. Hey, maybe I could help you out tonight. I'm no chef, but I can shuck a bushel of oysters with the best of them. You think I'm sweet? Well, you did mention free cake. I mean, who's sweet now? Well, I just want to get off a decent hour. I want you to get off a decent hour. I might have some ulterior motives there. Maybe we can get creatively indecent. You tell your boss. What? You're the owner. You pitched in when they came up shorthanded. You don't ask your staff to do anything you aren't willing to do. Well, I'm willing. And I need you to do me. So you can tell your hard-ass boss you're going to need to leave early tonight. You already did? Did he say yes? Good man.